You're listening to Consider This, episode 45, for June 20th, 2013.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever, wherever, and whoever you are. Welcome to the first episode of my second year as a conservative podcaster, coming to you semi-irregularly with my commentary and your feedback, all in a compact 10 minutes or less. This would be Consider This, and I would be Doug Payton, the host of this shindig, just starting the terrible twos. If you need to give me a smackdown, you can call me at 267-CALL-CT0 or write Consider This at ctpodcasting.com. I'm always ready to hear what you have to say. Check out the Facebook and Google Plus pages as well, where you can always find out when a new episode is available. That's CT, as in clock tower. The ACLU sues over the lack of cake. The New York Times reports on media bias, as though it's news, and stem cells from skin. That's coming up. If you'll be watching the Stephen King novel-inspired TV show Under the Dome this summer, I'll be doing a show for the TV Talk Network with Karen Lindsay. Every Monday night, right after it airs, we'll record our thoughts on the episode, and it'll be ready for you Tuesday morning. Just download the free TV Talk app for your iOS or Android device. From there, you can see the upcoming schedule, leave your own comments right in the app, and listen to our show, which will feature listener comments. Or if you prefer, go to tvtalk.com and click on the Click to Listen link, and you can listen to shows right on your web browser. I have a link in the show notes that goes directly to our TV Talk show page. Just a reminder that this is not part of the Consider This podcasting network. It's just another project I'm happy to be a part of. From the state of Colorado comes this news story showing just how intolerant this country has become. A neo-Nazi couple is pursuing a discrimination complaint against a Colorado bakery, saying the business refused them a swastika wedding cake to honor their ceremony, and alleging that the owners have a history of turning away white supremacist couples. Would you support the bakery in their refusal? Certainly, neo-Nazis don't agree with our civil rights laws, so based on a civil rights objection, should a bakery be allowed to refuse to make a cake glorifying the Third Reich? Well, as you may have guessed, like I did a couple of episodes ago, I've modified this news story slightly to make a point. This is really a story about a same-sex couple from Massachusetts suing a baker in Colorado. Religious freedom is the first of the freedoms guaranteed in the First Amendment, even before speech, and yet folks exercising that freedom are not given the same deference as someone who might discriminate based on something that the Constitution doesn't specifically protect. Could a baker refuse to decorate a cake with text featuring the N-word or any other word that we usually identify by its first letter? If they could, well, what about the customer's freedom of speech? Does it override the baker's freedom? I don't believe this would even be an issue. Or if it was, the ACLU might be on the side of the baker not wanting to display a swastika or an obscene word on their product. As it is, the ACLU is supporting the out-of-state same-sex couple because a religious objection apparently doesn't make the cut. Nor does it for a florist from Washington, nor a photographer from New Mexico. Same-sex marriage is not a case of live and let live. It requires others to validate it, regardless of any objection buttressed by the Constitution.
You're listening to Consider This from ctpodcasting.com.
The New York Times recently reported on a study that I imagine came as a shock to most of the Times readership. Quote, news organizations are far more likely to present supportive views of same-sex marriage than an antagonistic view, according to a content study by the Pew Research Center to be released Monday. Close quote. The Pew study also noted that the views of the public at large, contrary to the news reporting, are evenly divided. For conservatives, this is like a study showing that the sun rose this morning or that the Pope is actually Catholic. But this paranoia about news coverage does in fact prove the adage that it's not paranoia, because if you you have the unapproved viewpoint, they really are out to get you. About a month ago, May 16th, Oregon Health and Science University scientists explained how they had managed to take skin cells and inject them into a human egg that had had its genetic material stripped out. Sounds something like cloning, but the researchers say that the procedure wouldn't likely be able to make a clone. Still, the stem cells created are pretty much embryonic stem cells, and the organs that would be produced from them would not be rejected by the body from which the skin cells came. It was George W. Bush who had enough faith that science would find an alternative, and thus who decided to curtail the destruction of embryos as a compromise to banning embryonic stem cell research altogether. You have to wonder, too, if this sort of research into finding alternatives wouldn't have been nearly as urgently pushed if the floodgates had been opened on the supply of frozen embryos back then. This proves two things. One, that George W. Bush was most definitely not anti-science. In fact, he believed scientists could research their way out of an ethical dilemma, while those who push for using existing frozen embryos, then and now, are putting expediency over ethics. And two, that market forces work, even in the scientific community. So do you agree with my parallel of a Nazi cake versus a same-sex marriage one? Do you think the ACLU would defend the baker in the first example, even if it would sue him in the second? I'm really interested in other opinions on that because while I can understand the contrary opinion, I don't think it holds up if an ever so slightly different set of circumstances presents itself. And if those circumstances were indeed different, would the New York Times even notice? And can you still see a reason to use existing fertilized embryos in stem cell research? Call me at 267-CALL-CT0, 267-225-5280 for the complaint line, the rant line, or the slight disagreement line. It's also useful as the attaboy line. Write me at considerthis@ctpodcasting.com if you prefer. And if your comment is really short, you can tweet me at ctpodcasting. Commenting on the show notes is as good or better because we can all have a discussion there, and you can click on the links to the websites I referred to. And discussion is good because then we can all consider this.